Were you missing SourceCast the last couple of weeks of August? Come on, admit it. You totally were. It's very hard to go on vacation and record the podcast. I've attempted to do so before. I sort of have a portable rig. It's not nearly as good. The audio is never clean. And technically, even though I have more free time when I'm on vacation to theoretically do a podcast, in this particular case, I needed a break to kind of rethink some of the repeated topics that I've been covering. We all needed a break. But when I returned from vacation, I saw an amusing article making its way through Facebook and social media. There was an article on Condé Nast's Traveler website stating that Arianna Huffington, who was the founder of the Huffington Post, has some kind of bot or rule set up in her mailbox that deletes all of her emails while she's on vacation. And I thought, wow, I wish every corporation would adopt that policy. Personally, I have a lot of anxiety about coming back to work and facing hundreds, if not thousands, of emails. To combat that anxiety, even when I go on foreign trips, I usually have some kind of device to check work email so I can cull the herd and reduce the amount of messages I have to review when I get back. So I'm definitely one of those people who never fully disconnect when I'm on vacation. So this Arianna Huffington methodology, which, by the way, she totally didn't invent, there are Lifehacker articles going back 3 or 4 years that state you should do this when you should go on vacation, or at least it's an option. But I'm wondering, is it a good idea? Because for me personally, even though I have anxiety about coming back to hundreds of emails, I also have a lot of anxiety about missing something, or I caused a major problem for one of my customers because I wasn't available, or feeling that maybe I'm left out of something because I was gone, or I missed an opportunity. Or, and this is a big one for me, that if I have a backup, I somehow threw someone who was just sort of doing light coverage into a really bad situation. I hate when that happens. So, is it a good idea to have your emails completely deleted while you're gone, and the people sending the emails know that that email got destroyed, and they'll have to reach out when you return? Instead of me posturing for the next 10 minutes, I invited some guests to help me experiment with a couple of different formats to get additional voices on the podcast. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast episode 86. Since this is a very special episode of SourceCast, I will be skipping acquisitions again this week, and the most recent supplier report didn't have any acquisition news. I'm going to make a confession. And you may have heard this one before. You may have heard me say this on one of the previous podcasts. One of the inspirations for me doing this podcast comes from an unusual source. You may or may not know the professional wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin. He has a podcast. It's a pretty good podcast. I liked his conversational style, even though I don't do conversations really on this podcast. One of the common features on Stone Cold's podcast is when he's trying to fill up time or he's introducing a new segment, he has his wife on the show. And since this week's topic was about vacation and coming back from vacation and dealing with emails, my wife obviously was on vacation with me, so I decided to invite her on so she can give her opinion about coming back to work and facing emails. So Allison, you read the article. What's your take?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your podcast. My take on automatically deleting emails when a person is out on vacation is that it is a great idea. We just got back from vacation, and I came back to approximately 600 emails, and the time and aggravation it takes to go through all those emails is not really worth it. By the time you get through everything, you realize either A, it's been taken care of already because it was an emergency and the person reached out to either your backup or your manager, or B, it wasn't really an emergency and it was something that could wait until you got back in the office. So in the case of A, if the email was automatically deleted and the person that was sending the email knew that it was going to be automatically deleted, they would obviously reach out to somebody to get their issue addressed right away. In the case of B, it's not an emergency and a person is just reaching out to you for some information or to ask you to complete some kind of task at some point in the future, then they could wait until you were back in the office to send you the request. And I think that would save people a lot of time when they come back to the office. Instead of spending all this time going through emails, they could be focused on what the current issues are and helping to address them. It might save people that are sending the emails some confusion because at times they think you will respond immediately upon getting back to the office, but you may not get to their email right away.
Well, you had a lot to say about that.
I did, because I find it very aggravating to have to go through 600 emails when I come back to the office after a week out on vacation.
But don't you feel like you're potentially missing anything? Do you ever feel like you're missing anything?
Not really. Most of the time, I find, like I said, a critical issue has already been handled by my boss or someone at a similar level as I am that can take care of the problem. Or it's something that can wait until I come back and see the request. So I have to say, most of the time, I really don't feel like I'm missing anything, or that if those emails were deleted, it would have been a problem.
I have a sneaking suspicion that your take on the subject probably mirrors most people. But I don't know. I don't know if you're up to Stone Cold Steve Austin's wife's territory yet, Allison. You might have to step up your game.
I'll have to practice.
I decided to open up this question to colleagues and friends, and I've asked them to leave me voicemail messages that I have sort of cleaned up and remixed to make them podcast quality acceptable. And of course, my buddy John is the only one that took me up on this offer.
Hey Joey, it's John. First, I gotta say I thought this was kind of silly. How is this person going to catch up with all their emails when they get back? But on more thought, I realized it makes a lot of sense. The person who's out shouldn't be held responsible in their time off. It's time to relax. The sender is responsible to go to their delegate or just reach out when they come back. Second, I thought maybe you could do a kind of lockbox that opens when the person returns instead of totally deleting it, but that still gives the issue where they gotta dig through all those emails when they get back. So my final thought, mass adoption is probably key for this program, and I wonder if after work hours on normal weekdays, maybe they could implement something like this too. Then you don't have the problem where you gotta catch up against the workaholic who's up until midnight sending emails to everybody.
I appreciate John sending in his voice message. It's something that I might want to try to use with other people in further episodes. Let's not beat a dead topic. There's only so far we can go with this one. So thank you for listening this week.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey. And it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.